We're going to move on to a show that's near and dear to our hearts, Chachi. We love it every week, American Idol. And segue into our guest coming up shortly, Ayla Brown, who was a top 20.
Well, we damn sure better love it. It's on like 50 hours a week.
But, I mean, it's on a lot, but you got to admit you do love the show.
I do love the show. Like, American Idol is the one reality show they do right. It comes on once a year. When it comes on, it's a big event, you know? Survivor's on like 50 times a year. Yeah, Survivor's only every other week a new season. But American Idol...
Yeah, they've been rushing Survivor. They always film the new one while the one is playing on the air.
It's always a big twist, but nothing ever happens.
No. Because they're afraid to go with the big twist. Meanwhile, American Idol loves to make more controversy about what they're saying, and they don't care.
Yeah. Well, for me, Survivor's done.
Fantastic. So, speaking with American Idol, we're going to put on our guest on very shortly.
Ayla?
Hi.
You meeting Ayla? Okay, here we go.
All right, guys, we are proud to have on the show last season, season 5's top 24 finalist, the beautiful, gorgeous, and talented Ayla Brown. What's up, Ayla?
What's up? How are you?
Good to have you on Below the Belt, and wow, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's very nice to be on the show.
And I tell you, you almost made that top 12. I was really rooting for you. It was between you and Melissa McGee, who I also think is great, and you know, nothing against Melissa, but I really thought that you should have been in that top 12, to be honest with you.
Thanks. That means a lot, but you know, I think everything works out for a reason, and she's going on doing good things with her life, I'm sure, and doing successfully.
Just chalk with extras.
Right.
Sure.
They probably won't get it.
Yeah. Why did
the top 12 is? I mean, no doubt about it, but I'm just having fun, and I really like where my life has headed so far.
Sure. I mean, obviously, you've been busy juggling both singing and playing basketball for your college at Boston College.
It's been pretty crazy playing basketball as a freshman, and you thought Simon was hard. You have heard and seen nothing compared to my basketball coach, I tell you.
Oh my gosh,
I probably should not be saying this, but I mean, criticism, you get the look sometimes that Simon gives you.
Everything except the British accent.
Exactly.
We'll talk a little bit of Idol, of your last year's experience, and just being in the top 24. I mean, I'm sure as far as your music career has got, must have gotten some leeway, so to speak.
Absolutely. I think just trying out for the show, it was such a long process, but the end result has been so amazing. Like, I was so fortunate enough to my own CD, and just having that experience all in itself was like a whole whirlwind of emotions, and then going on to performing in front of people and having kids come up to you and ask for your autograph, it's so fulfilling. And
awesome.
Feeling that and like feeling like you're good at something, it's a really good thing to feel.
Sure. Now, what is your opinion on the top two? That would be the winner, Taylor Hicks, and the runner-up, Catherine McPhee.
Honestly, when I was on the show and I was obviously in the top 24 with them, I did not expect Taylor Hicks to win. I was just like the rest of America, the rest of Simon. I didn't really expect him to make kind of like the undercussion, and he did. And I think I commend him for rising up and not really caring what people think about him and his gray hair and just kind of like staying true to himself. I think that's the most important thing that he could have done. And Catherine obviously is so talented, and she has just done so many things already with her music career. And obviously I wish her all the best too.
Now, do you think it's personality that got Taylor Hicks to become the winner of American Idol last year?
You know what? I think it was a combination of a ton of different things. I think it was his personality, his originality, and just the fact that he was so different from anyone else who's ever tried out for the show before. And I think America latches on to people like that. For example, the beatboxer this year, American Idol's never
Blake
had a
Lewis.
Beatboxer on the show. And I think people will look at him and say, you know, he's multi-talented, he can do two things. And I don't know, I think it's a good quality.
Well, speaking of this current season, who are your favorites so far?
Actually, it was Blake Lewis, the beatboxer. He is definitely my favorite so far. My opinions could change because I watched the females perform tonight, and they blew the guys out of the water.
Yeah.
They were so talented. Like, if I were in the group with those girls, I would be so intimidated with all of them.
Well, which of the girls are the standouts this season?
Oh, my gosh. Unfortunately, I have not learned all of their names yet.
Okay.
However, I thought the girl who performed first today was extraordinary.
Stephanie,
I believe
her name is.
And I also think the woman who performed last was just amazing.
Wow.
So I think those two for starters, and we'll see how it goes next week and see who gets eliminated.
Yeah, actually, I believe tomorrow they're actually going to eliminate four people.
Like, 3 times a week now, American Idol is going to be on.
I know. It's like 14 hours, I think.
Now, we were talking about this, myself and my co-host here, we're talking how we wanted to see more of the Hollywood round. Like,
exactly,
last season,
year, right.
They played a lot of it, of the Hollywood and all the drama, and it was only shortened to 1 hour this season. And
yeah,
we like that segment. We like watching the groups interact and argue.
Like, somebody always goes out and, like, parties or whatever and ends up getting cut the next day when they're all, like, hungover or whatever.
You're so right. Like, last year they had the twins that were just
a-holes.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about it. Like, the stuff that they showed on TV was not even half of the stuff that they were rambling on about. It was just really funny seeing them interact with other people, and especially the judges. And I felt like by the show not showing all of that interaction and drama, it kind of lost a little bit of that feeling that we like to see when we watch the Hollywood round.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely so. So you make it to the top 24 last season. What was that? That is a huge accomplishment. I mean, think about it. There's thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of people that auditioned for American Idol. And to make the top 24 is a big honor.
Yes, absolutely.
And as far as, like, you have to learn one song and during that week. And, I mean, the pressure must be, like, phenomenal. Overwhelming,
honestly,
so to speak.
It is. But what, I don't even know. Like, just thinking about it and watching the shows, I was getting, like, nervous for them all over again. Even though I wasn't even on the show, I knew what they were doing during commercial breaks. I knew that they were, like, drinking as much water as they could, getting ready for the performances, sitting on the chair, just being so nervous. And, like, reliving that all over again, just watching the show is pretty crazy.
What's your opinion of Paula? I mean, she sometimes doesn't seem to be too sober on certain occasions when we see her on TV.
Oh, don't give Paula a hard time.
Well, you know, we saw her on a couple interviews and newscasts, and we have to admit that she was never in the, the most sober state of mind, I must say. But
you know what? I must say, when I was on the show, I did not notice any weirdness with her. And I know people at home are saying, oh, she must be doing this or been drinking or anything, but I never felt those vibes at all. And we were right there, like right in front of her, and I think we would know of all people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my opinion. I don't know what the public thinks or the rest of America, but I personally don't think there's anything wrong with her, and she's the most supportive person that we've had on the show.
So was she your favorite of the judges?
The support system.
Was she your favorite of the judges?
Actually, Randy was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dog.
I don't know, like, when I first tried out, he said that he used to play football in college and stuff, and I'm an athlete myself, so just that connection, I felt, you know, he can do music and
musical athletes.
I kind of looked up to him.
Awesome. Now, you did Reflection by Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
And then
it's
you
a tough
did
a, song to do.
Yes. And then you did Celine Dion's I Want You to Need Me.
All the big singers.
And then it was Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield was the final song you sang.
I did, and I don't regret my song choice at all. A lot of people ask me if I do, and I really don't. I think it's an awesome song. It became a huge hit over here, and I actually got to meet her this past summer after I sang her song, and she gave me a hug, and she was just like, thank you so much for singing my song. I saw it on TV,
mm-hmm.
and you did a wonderful job, even though, like, America voted you off. And that was the best feeling in the world, just having a pop star say that.
Natasha Bedingfield. Yes, yes. And, well, it's the opening theme song for The Hills on MTV, so.
I know.
So she did something right. And then, Ayla, wow, so you have your own website, aylabrown.com, and you have your own official MySpace. So anyone that wants to contact Ayla can go to her official MySpace.
She has a very well-known father, right?
And we have to talk about your dad.
Oh, yes, my dad and mom and sister, they're all so supportive. I love them.
Now, does your parents support more of the singing career, or do they want you to pursue the basketball career more so?
Oh, my gosh. My dad, you should see him when he comes to my games. He is so cute. He bought a number one jersey because my number is number one.
Okay.
And he wears it under his BC fleece, and my mom will come with a maroon and gold scarf. And sometimes my sister... Actually, my sister never dresses up. She's too cool for that. But my parents, right now, they look at me as just a basketball player, and they're so proud to come to the games.
Awesome.
But when I'm singing, they just feel a whole different, like, feeling, I guess, because they see me as a singer. So whatever element I'm in, they kind of support it, and I don't know. They kind of live their dreams through me, and I really appreciate it.
Right.
Didn't back in high school you play on some guys' teams for sports?
No. I used to play basketball with the guys, but in elementary school I played boys' football.
Oh, did you really?
Okay, there you go. Okay.
How was that?
So I got to tackle some boys, and I actually gave one of the quarterbacks a bloody nose one time and a concussion.
Oh my God.
He had made fun of me or something, like, on the football field. Something so stupid and whatever. I was in, like, sixth grade, but I was so mad about it that I tackled him and kind of, like, picked him up at the same time and just dropped him so hard on the ground that he had a bloody nose and a concussion, and I actually had a crush on him at the same time, so it was a bad situation.
Did he move out of state after that?
No, now he's playing for Duke.
Playing for Duke.
Oh, okay, there you go.
He got ass beat by American Idol.
Now, Ayla, how tall are you?
I am 6 feet tall.
Okay, okay, because there was a contestant this season that was... wanted to be the signature tall contestant.
Well, she was like, what, like 8 foot or something?
She was like 6'4" or something.
She was
so.
Like 7 with heels, so that's probably she was like 6'3", 6'4".
So you totally towered over Ryan Seacrest too, I'm sure. He's...
Oh my gosh, that would have been crazy if she was just standing up there, because I towered over him. And honestly, I'm only 6 feet in the basketball world. That is pretty short. But in front of him, I am the tallest person in the world.
Now, can we see you, like, maybe follow in your father's footsteps and get into politics one day?
No, definitely not. I will admit that. My younger sister, however, loves politics. She loves debating and doing all the crazy politician stuff. But me, definitely not. I think I'm going to take after my mom and go into the news field.
Oh. All right. This is, of course, if the music career doesn't take off. Okay.
Hey, would you support your father running for, like, president one day or some higher office?
I doubt it. I really don't know. He kind of takes it term by term, I guess.
Well, fantastic. Ayla, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to have you here on Below the Belt Show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Absolutely. And we enjoyed your season, and we're enjoying this season. We're American Idol addicts.
And it's I am too now. Ever since I've been on the show, I'm addicted.
Right, and you're actually writing for the current season, I hear?
Yeah, I am, actually. I've been writing weekly columns for a local newspaper here, and it's been really fun. They send me questions, and I pretty much answer them, and they put it in the newspaper. So it's a great way to, like, use my journalism skills and also write about something that I absolutely love. So it's a good combination.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ayla Brown, Season 5 finalist from American Idol. It's been a pleasure, sweetheart. And have a good night. Thanks for calling into the show.
Bye.
Cool, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.